Do you wish to make any comments? Wish to make any comments? Mr. Waxman, do you wish to make any comments?
No, I'd just like to...
No, I mean, really appreciate, you know, obviously we know this board's a great board, and you, a lot of great comments, all of which we intend to take into account in the site planning process. One thing I would say is, you know, again, density is only one measure of intensity. So for example, you could build 30 town or 25 townhouses that were 25 feet wide and it all had 5 bedrooms. So that's something you got to take into account. But I do agree that, you know, in the site planning process, really good comments about the architectural design should be a little more coastal and respect, you know, some of the buildings around there. And we will look at density and take that into account in the site planning process. So we thank you and would ask you to make a affirmative recommendation that this redevelopment plan is consistent with the master plan so we can move forward. Thank you.
That is the case. Thank you. At this time, we're going to move to having a motion prepared and a vote to move this to commission for stop and adjudication.
Yeah, our role, so where we are in the process, the redevelopment plan gets introduced by ordinance, my understanding is on 2 readings, so the first reading and the second reading. It was introduced on first reading. Now our job is to make a determination that the redevelopment plan that was circulated and adopted on first reading is consistent with our master plan and make any recommendations. And then when the city adopts it on second reading, then it basically takes effect, and that basically has the zoning controls for this property. So our role is basically to make a determination that the plan that we reviewed and her testimony on tonight is consistent with our master plan, and then to submit any recommendations back to the governing body. And I know we have 2 or 3 members here, so that's actually helpful, but...
should we vote on it? Should Tim and I vote?
Yeah. I think it's pretty typical, so I'm not concerned about that, but...
Before we vote, I think it'd be probably... If we're going to make recommendations, we put the recommendations in as part of the vote.
I guess that would be my only point, that if this gets adopted as written, it's 35 units per acre for density.
Right.
Which might limit, when it comes back on site plan, your ability to say, well, you have too many units. I just wanted to at least caution the board about that.
I definitely would recommend we make some changes to the plan.
Well, isn't this just a concept?
Yeah, well, I think it may be best handled is to say this is a concept plan and that the board is not bound by the design and the number and quantities of the plan itself. And that a site plan review will be the formal submission.
Just to be clear on that, once the redevelopment plan is adopted, that it becomes the
zoning. That's the new zoning. That was my only point.
Right. If it's approved at 35, then that's what it's permitted to go to.
Okay.
So I would like to allow them to have the flexibility to go to that. I think they've heard our comments on the density.
Right.
I think I would like to see maybe a few units back off of this to create some more of that little green space. I don't know how we do that. Like, I don't want to set a number at this point, but I think we might have to. Mike, can you help us with that at all?
You are correct that whatever recommendations you make back to the governing body, they will take it under advisement. But whatever redevelopment plan is adopted with a specific density, that density is going to control. So when the applicant comes back before this planning board, if they come back with the density at 35 units and that is consistent with the redevelopment plan, this board is obligated to approve that plan absent any other variances or design waivers. But this board does have the flexibility to make recommendations back to the governing body. So you can find that the redevelopment plan is consistent with the master plan and you're making a recommendation that the governing body adopt that redevelopment plan with the following modifications or recommendations.
And it could be to lower the density, not to a specific number. We can leave that up to the Commissioner, Mayor Preble, myself, and
that is correct. So you can just make a recommendation to lower the density. You can make recommendations for the governing body to consider facade treatments, landscaping treatments, et cetera, and leave it up to the governing body to have that discussion during the second reading of the ordinance when there's also public comment available.
I think that's probably a better way to make these recommendations. You can take them all. I would take what everybody has said.
Right.
So Tim Marie and I can look at it.
Right.
And come up with a final document.
Well, then that is a good way to go. Thank you.
You agree with that, everybody? So I love the comments. I mean, I really do. And I hope these guys are taking them seriously because I think they were really good.
So basically, we're incorporating the minutes of the hearing, or this, in that part.
Rather than just incorporating the minutes, I think it would be helpful to, when you adopt the resolution.
Right, including considering lowering density. I heard some desire for more landscaping.
Landscaping.
Increase in cover, decrease in coverage.
Yeah.
I think we need a little bit of a, like an impact study, some things.
Function, the function and use of the buildings themselves.
Existing parking spaces are losing or gaining.
So all that will come out of site, this is a, all that will come out of site plan. This is a concept.
But again, if we are locked in with 35 units, that makes it a little difficult to, for our livelihood.
Well, you guys are making a recommendation on lowering the density. So we will take that into consideration. The governing body adopts the plan.
As long as we have some input, if not.
We are.
I'm just going to say, we all have some issues with the plan that's presented.
Right.
We're not saying we don't want any of the plan, but isn't it their job to, they have listened to us, to alter the plans and then present to us?
So
but they say, I don't know, I'm not comfortable saying a number.
But, right, this is not a plan we are approving. We're approving basically the zoning for the area.
Right.
So redevelopment area creates this, and a plan creates the zoning that they will design to. Then it comes back to us to look at the finite, the actual design of the site. What we want to give them direction to do, and we may not be able to do this by tomorrow night. Our plan was to adopt this tomorrow night. We may have to push that a week or two to our next meeting to give them a chance to tweak this plan to meet some of the requirements.
So then it's up to the city
following
to change the plan. And we're eliminating from that.
You're making your recommendations right now.
What
that you all just have done.
So we put that trust into you.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to your comments. Yeah. That's why we're here.
Yeah. And it's Lance, do the setbacks for the like for the housing and everything get incorporated into?
Yes, they're part of the plans presented.
Right.
All the bulk standards.
It's all the bulk standards.
It's all in there. Yep.
Because, you know, they could read. Change the street layout or something like that, potentially, or how they do things a different way. And so the flexibility.
There's certainly flexibility there that you build into a redevelopment plan, but yeah. I like the one suggestion. I like the one way coming in from New Haven, pushing it towards Troy, because then you're really coming out at the back end of the Walgreens.
And with these cross streets, sometimes you have to put the a control gate on.
That becomes a private roadway. We have one of those, and that's problematic.
It is problematic. Okay. Because you don't want it as a through street.
Right. It's a wider street, and direct access from the fire department is going to be out New Haven even to Winchester and that.
Right.
So I think coming in from there is a better plan, one way, and
also
narrow the road up a little bit for. Less impervious. So I think what I would like to see is recommendations be put in that everyone has put in. I think really good comments.
Good. Well, then let's do it. Then it gives you the
flexibility. Have them give us the flexibility.
Exactly.
So from their standpoint, it might push them back a couple of weeks. We meet every 2 weeks, so it's not.
Yeah, we're here again.
I think
it's 10 days.
Comment list.
Well, I'm talking about the commission meeting.
I know, but I mean, your comments.
That way it gives them a chance to tweak it, to meet some of these things, and then to come to us for the final redevelopment plan.
That
incorporates a lot of these ideas. That's something that I would really like to see, but I think.
And we'll get done.
Again, I'm super impressed with the comments. We got Tim to to admit that he's a little more modern.
Turn the dial, less coastal, less modern. I said in reverse, more coastal, less modern. But I also am just looking at the plan, and yes, to your comment about losing the spots on Winchester Avenue, there's going to be 32 spots that are now behind a gate that are not necessarily going to be for the public, but it is going to reduce some of the traffic around there. Those spots in the back are now opening up. So that's to your point about impacting.
A lot of that parking is for the.
It is, but it's still parking.
Yeah, doctors' offices across the street here that are very busy during the day, and those people come and go.
A lot of the parking is used also for the firehouse too.
Well, our parking is still going to be there, so. Parking on Winchester is being lost. Those spaces on Troy, where the school lives right now, the Troy School, those are always empty.
Right.
Those spots on Winchester, they'll just be different parking.
Around the corner, yeah.
Does the firehouse need to go down a little bit for parking for the staff, for the firemen to park their vehicles?
I'm looking at the drawing, it looks like we're not losing any more parking.
Okay.
The ones you guys use.
So, Mike, not to put you on the spot, but we could easily make a finding tonight that the redevelopment plan is consistent with the master plan, and we recommend that the city prior to adopting consider reducing the density. But it sounds like there's a couple more recommendations. That's what I'm just struggling with, what we should do today.
And I'll defer to Jack too. I know he was taking notes, but I think what I heard were comments and suggestions and questions regarding density, regarding, I'll call it, building materials and facade materials, regarding the preservation of parking and also the elimination of parking on the four frontages.
Greening,
landscaping,
lot coverage
goes to some extent hand in hand with density issue.
I think Lance's comment should be used, because there's so much that was put in, it's hard to track what would happen there. Let the commissioners have the full reign of what would happen tonight, and then they can make the judgment. I don't want to hamstring them.
I think generally speaking, from my experience, oftentimes when a redevelopment plan has the first reading and it gets referred to the planning board for consistency determination, I'll go out on a limb and say oftentimes it's a rubber stamp and it goes right back up to the governing body. That clearly is not the case here, and this board has asked a lot of very good questions about the plan. There's been questions from the public. So I think you put those suggestions or those comments back to the governing body, but give them the flexibility to review the plan again, to work with the applicant on any potential revisions to the plans before they adopt the redevelopment plan.
Right. I like to give them the whole enchilada, let them have the flexibility to do it, and then we have the full faith in them.
I agree.
We can make a consistent determination. The recommendations made on the record tonight, including but not limited to, and I'll try and list those things that we just think.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Lance and Tim obviously heard the comments, and they'll take that into account, and we have some refinements to make, at the commission level.
And
if we don't, we have to sit up there with these guys beating us up for the rest of
it. Why don't I work with Jim, we'll maybe modify the resolution and just adopt it, the consistency resolution. Got to add some language to it. Or we can authorize the chairman to come in tomorrow to execute it, and I can, mark it up in the morning. It depends what you intend to do tomorrow night, I guess.
I think I think because we do meet twice a month, commission, I would not want to rush what we discussed tonight, tomorrow night. I'd rather see us do it at our first meeting in May.
Okay, and we'll be back here before their yes, we will. Okay, so Mike, are you okay with that? We get a consistency resolution that says the board finds that the plan presented is consistent with the master plan, but makes the following recommendations that as reflected on the record tonight, including but not limited to density, landscaping, coverage, and I'll list a couple of things, and we'll adopt a resolution at our next meeting.
Correct, and to make it clear that those recommendations, if implemented by the governing body, are also consistent with the master plan.
Sure.
Good, 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 good.
Excellent. I think everybody's very comfortable with that, and good suggestions. Lance, thank you.
That's everybody's suggestion.
Commissioner, thank you. Okay, then, do we have to take a...
Should we make that finding tonight, or should I do it when we present the resolution, or doesn't it matter? I mean, we could...
So you're saying we're going to vote at the next meeting?
Yeah.
Well, we're used to applications here. We make a decision one night, and then the formal resolution's just adopted as a formality at the next hearing, so we can...
No homework.
I'll defer to Mr. Landgraf, but it appears that the governing body may not be in a position tomorrow night to...
Yeah, we're good. My preference would be to push that off.
I say we adopt the resolution. When adopt it, when the resolution is written.
Vote to approve and adopt everything at once.
Okay. That's a safe way to vote.
Whatever, if the board wants to act tonight, they can act tonight. If they want to wait until Wednesday before our next commission meeting, I'm fine with that as well.
If they act tonight at our next meeting on Monday, a week from Monday...
Our next commission meeting is end of April. So
I think we're still back.
I think
we're still back here before.
We are, the 12th, Monday, the 12th.
What the board can do is the board can authorize you to prepare a resolution.
Yeah, so we would meet the 3rd, so we would do it on, yeah.
Yeah. The only question is whether we make the determination that this plan is consistent with the master plan and subject and recommend the following things that we discussed on the record. We actually take that vote tonight. We won't have a written resolution to adopt that reflects that until Monday.
I'd like to see that tonight.
We have a full board here tonight, so I'm kind of inclined just to have them.
I think if you have the full board tonight and you're able to take a vote this evening, and then adopt the memorializing resolution the next meeting prior to.
Yes.
I think we should do it tonight.
Okay. So we'll basically need a motion and a second that the...
I'm comfortable either way the board wants.
Yeah, I think we should take the vote tonight. We have everyone here tonight, and then we'll adopt the resolution at our next meeting, which will just be a formality of what we're voting on tonight.
So I think the key, as I understand it, some key statements here would be that it's going to be consistent with the master plan.
We're making that determination that based on the testimony presented, that Jim Rotella, mostly Jim Rotella's testimony, that the plan that was introduced and shared with us is consistent with our master plan.
Okay.
And we're making the following recommendation, and we're making the recommendations as reflected on tonight's record to the governing body to consider and incorporating into the final redevelopment plan that is ultimately adopted. And that's basically the motion.
That's the motion and the vote.
And we can do a roll call vote, 9 people.
Including the mayor and commissioner?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Mike, you have no issue with that. I think that's typical with the mayor and the commissioner.
I take no issue with it, and I don't think the governing body has any issues with it. They just have to make sure that the planning board had the consistency determination in the public hearing. They voted on that consistency determination. I think based upon the testimony from Jim that you heard this evening, the redevelopment plan is consistent with the master plan, and you can make some recommendations back to the governing body and incorporate them into your resolution or your letter back to the governing body, along with the statement that those recommendations, if adopted by the governing body, are also consistent with the master plan, so you don't have a disconnect possibly having to come back here before the planning board.
Got it. Okay. So he summed it up better than I could, so that's the motion, second.
He did a roll.
I have a motion, please, and a second.
Second.
Okay. We'll have a roll call vote. State your reasons.
Mayor Kribel?
I support the application, vote yes. From all the statements that were made already to this point, thank you to the board for all their very well-reasoned thoughts.
Commissioner Mangraff?
I also support the plan. I think it is consistent with our master plan, including the recommendations from the board. I vote yes.
Joe Iannazzelli?
I also vote yes.
Jacob?
I vote a resounding yes. We've had testimony that it is compliant to the master plan. We've had a hearing in the whole thing. We've had board comments. There is absolute proof that this is the truth. So I vote yes.
Roman Zabihaj?
I also vote yes. The concept of this plan is consistent with the master plan. I am very happy that there is such flexibility by the applicant to be more flexible, to allow us as a board to be able to work with them when the site plan does come. And I'm glad we're considering those recommendations made by various board members. That's what makes the plan consistent with the master plan.
Lorraine Salata?
I will vote in favor of it. I do believe it's consistent with the master plan and the fact that the recommendations the commissioners and mayor will follow the recommendations that this board is making, because there was a lot of very good ones, very important ones, and I truly hope they're not overlooked.
Dan Smith III?
I'm also going to vote in favor. I think that as long as we have consistency with the master plan, and we have to say that I think that it covered, and I feel comfortable moving forward with it. I'm excited to work with the group here to get this to be a win-win situation for all parties and the neighborhood as well.
Mike Wiesen?
I vote in favor. I appreciate Mr. Waxman listening to our comments. May not like them all, but I know he listened, and it's nice not to get blown off from an app.
Same too. I'm sorry, Peter Taco.
I also vote yes, that it's consistent with the master plan, and that the governing body does follow through with the recommendations that the board has put forward. So we agree with the plan.
It has been adopted. I want to make one comment further. I've been coming to these meetings for 45 years. I have not seen an outstanding presentation like I saw tonight, with willingness and sharing from the applicant, from the city consultants, and a board, and any community that I've ever visited. This is a landmark evening tonight, and I impress upon the board in participation, those who testified, Susan or Tim, who came before us in their own time, and the applicant, Mr. Waxman, Jack, and of course, Jim. This is a landmark evening in professionalism and thought. And I thank our commissioners for actually spawning this whole thing. With that, have a good evening. This is live in Ventnor. Thank you and good evening.
Moving forward.
This is something that we've not heard that really occurs. This is very rare. I thought I should know. We're not done yet.
No.
All right, folks, board members, may I have a motion for adjournment, please?
So moved.
So moved. Second. Okay. All right, you got him, Drake.